Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Hello, and welcome to Skincare with Friends.
Welcome.
I'm 39 weeks pregnant.
Oh my god, that's Nia. I'm not pregnant, I'm Natalie.
Yeah, I'm Nia. Pregnant Nia. Never-ending pregnancy. It feels like it's going on and on and
on. Yeah, you have dragged this one out a little bit, to be honest.
Normally they're out by now.
Yeah, just stop rinsing it. Just get it over with.
Yeah, I know. I went for a run this morning.
Did you?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Did that help?
Oh, I've been having contractions all day, but...
Have you?
Yeah.
The Toni Braxtons?
Who knows? Who knows? I've been having Toni Braxtons for weeks.
I don't think I ever had them.
No, did you not? No, yeah. I didn't. I don't think I had anything like this before.
Really?
Toni Braxton. I make a noise like Toni Braxton.
Do you?
Ah!
And break my heart. Oh, dear. This week, we want to talk about Botox and fillers.
Yeah, because they're not really skincare, but I think, to me, they are, kind of. It's just fillers. It's just...
Are we
skincare
talking about
that you inject into your skin.
I was thinking, are we talking about what skincare regime to use once you've been treating yourself to Botox and fillers? But no, we are just talking about Botox.
I don't think you need to do anything different, really.
Okay.
You can carry on as usual. The guidance is not to go in anywhere too hot. Don't get overheated after Botox, because that breaks it down quicker.
Oh, right, okay.
So that's pretty much it. You just carry on as normal.
So if you're going to just get your face just injected and then go to Marbella, it's probably not a good idea,
don't
is
do
it?
That anyway. Well, you know, wear a big hat. Stay out of the sun. People don't do that.
No, people don't do that.
They go in the sunbed, and then they go to Marbella.
Oh, man. They get what's called... What's that tan?
A base layer.
Oh my god. What the fuck? Yeah. You're not a builder. It's not like a foundation for a safe
No.
Giving my cancer a real good chance.
Yeah, of
really
developing.
A fair layer to build on. I just feel like I owe it to some melanoma.
Yeah.
To really just give it a
some
fair
abnormal
chance.
Abnormal cells really deserve a chance. Oh my god. I know. Yeah. I have been on a sunbed.
Oh yeah, man, in my early 20s.
Yeah.
Not even in my late 20s, but in my early 20s.
Yeah. Yeah.
It did.
Yeah, it was early 20s, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And bearing in mind, early 20s for us.
Really freckly and going,
yay! Oh, it's the sunkiest vitamin D. Early 20s for us was obviously the early 2000s, okay?
Yeah.
Just so you can work
that
out.
Old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe it wasn't as well known how dangerous it was.
We totally knew it could give you cancer, but we were in our early 20s. We just didn't give a shit.
I hadn't used sunscreen up to that point either, so...
Oh, I used Factor 2 Malibu oil.
Factor 2. And my parents didn't put it on us, though. It wasn't... It was frowned upon, almost.
Was it?
Well, they didn't put sunscreen... They don't put sunscreen on now, my parents.
Don't they?
No.
Wow,
no.
It's madness, isn't it?
I told you I was chasing my father around the garden.
Yeah.
They didn't even have any in their home. Not even a 3-year-old bottle.
That's weird.
I know, I was like, oh shit, I forgot my sunscreen. I'm in my parents' house. It wasn't even sunny.
Oh, wow.
I was like, have you got any sunscreen? No.
For me, it's like an enduring
childhood.
I'm
going outside,
like,
mum.
Faded bottle of Avon somewhere in my mum's, like, plant pot area.
Like yellowing.
I still remember the old, like, Rising
Probably
Sun logo.
Still worked a bit.
Tiny bit, still smelt lovely. So, Botox and fillers, what are we talking about?
So, I think people always seem to be confused about the difference between the two things.
Mm-hmm.
And almost every time anyone mentions it, even Botox, they just go, oh my god, Leslie Ash. I don't want to look like Leslie Ash. I think we mentioned it before, didn't we? The poor woman who had some sort of possible reaction to fillers, or just really, really bad fillers, and ended up looking a lot worse.
She did pick up MRSA, though.
Yeah.
Didn't she? Because she still... God knows. She has a limp, didn't she?
Yeah, she was really not well. Yeah. Yeah.
This happened, like, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was big news.
And she was so pretty. It's because she was so beautiful. And now when I think of her post that trout pout, I can't differentiate between her and Meg Ryan.
Yeah, yeah, they are the same. Because they're the same, pretty much the same sort of bad filler look. Yeah. Yeah.
Both had the same, because they had like little tiny cute rosebud lips.
Yeah, really quite thin lips. And like
thin,
sometimes...
but really cute and really suited their face.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just can't make these things
bigger. And they're
really
pronounced like Cupid's bow. And sometimes
They sort of fill all the whole area. I'm sort
right.
of demonstrating my whole area to the dictaphone. And then you just end up looking a bit like a lion or...
Yes. Yeah, Muppet mouth.
Yeah.
It? Muppet's mouth.
Yeah, like a puppet or something.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look great. But yeah, so there's... Botox isn't that at all. Botox paralyses your muscles.
Uh-huh.
So there's almost no point in having it if you've got quite wrinkly skin.
Yeah.
So we've got a seagull issue. There's a baby seagull stuck on a roof nearby, and its mum is going nuts.
Aww.
So if you can hear a seagull, we're not.
Makes you feel really sad.
We're not by the sea.
No, we're not at all. Just by some bins, I guess.
We're just probably by near some bins where I live, anyway.
So what you're saying is, if you're of an age where your wrinkles are already there appearing,
so pretty much over 60,
don't do it.
Well, you can, but you know. It's got to be a wrinkle that's caused by muscle movement.
Mm.
Otherwise, it's not gonna.
Okay.
It's not gonna have any kind of effect, really.
Okay.
So it just stops your muscles from squeezing your skin together and wrinkling the skin up.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. It works pretty much immediately. You know, it takes like 3 to 14 days, and you have no wrinkles, pretty much.
For how long?
For 3 months.
Okay.
And then you have to have it topped up.
Yeah.
Which is good for me, because I'm the one topping up.
Yeah, you've done my face twice.
It's good,
I'd
isn't it?
Mine lasted a long time.
Yeah, sometimes it can last, if you've not got a very expressive face.
I think mine is quite expressive, but it did last about 5 months.
Some
probably.
People have really strong muscles.
Yeah.
Like I told you the time I tried to do my husband, and it took 3 vials.
He has got a thick face.
Very sort of beefy carpenter face. And... 3 whole vials, it normally takes one. The first one didn't do anything.
Oh my god.
The second one didn't really do anything.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I loved Max when he was going through his Botox phase, because he just looked like he'd been semi-photoshopped, but in real life.
Really smooth. He loved it. He still talks about how much he wants it done again, and I'm like...
Why didn't you do it on him?
Because it costs, like, it's like hundreds of pounds worth of Botox.
Okay.
That would last 6 weeks.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm like, I'm not paying hundreds
of... Special occasions, then.
Yeah.
No, so, with the Botox, I was thinking, you know, because my eyelids are starting to hurt, which breaks my heart apart.
Yeah.
Because, you know, big eyes are great. Hooded eyes equals small eyes. Anything Botox-y that can, where would you inject
that? You put the Botox in, like, the ends of your eyebrow.
Okay.
And basically, so you don't want to put it in your forehead.
Yeah.
Because those are the muscles that are pulling your eyebrows up. So if you just take out... the action of the muscles in your eyebrows, then there's nothing to pull your eyebrows down, so the forehead just pings them up.
Cool.
And that's normally what I do. I haven't done it since I've been pregnant, but yeah, that's what I do to sort of get my eyebrows to arch a little bit.
I'll have some of that then.
Yeah,
please.
You can have some of that. You can have it now.
Wicked. What was I going to say? So, like... Because when I see people who've had quite a lot of Botox done, they all have a very... And obviously that's not... Well, it's a look that some people want to go for,
yeah, they
it?
Do. Some people want some to people be, do like, and you sort of ask, like, do you want to be paralysed?
Yeah.
People are like, I don't want to...
Do you want a thick forehead? That's what I think.
Yeah, the sort of glassy forehead, they describe it as. So.
But some of them have a real... There's an expression...
Sort of robotic eye thing.
Yeah, and that does freak me out a bit, because I think, obviously... You need to be able to express.
Yeah.
I think especially if you're an actress, like the number of actresses I see now who are metamorphosizing into each other, because that does give you a really, like a boilerplate look then.
Yeah, this sort of stiff face.
Yeah, so which I think as an actress you probably need your facial expressions.
No, you should be able to move your face. Mm. I think it would be really it would be quite easy to time it, almost,
right.
if you were an actress.
Yeah.
Because they go in and out of work, don't they?
Yeah.
So they could easily sort of Botox themselves.
Yeah.
Just let it wear off for a job.
Yeah.
And then remain youthful.
Yeah.
While having Botox, but then be able to function and act. I bet that's really possible.
Yes,
if you have a good Botoxer who
yes.
would be like, no, you know.
That's,
yeah.
Don't go for we a
do
flat
it.
Head.
Yeah, just have it done once or twice a year.
Yeah, because I was looking at Emily Blunt in the Oscars and I was thinking, I
yeah.
know those eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen that one before.
Yeah.
And it was just a little bit
They're all having it done, but they're having it done microdosed.
Exactly.
So frequently, but just the tiniest little bits.
And that, I think, is the way to go.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, just be really minimal about it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
unless
definitely.
You do want the frozen
yeah,
forehead,
yeah, yeah.
but I just think, who? I don't...
Because I remember I did your eyes.
Yeah.
And then we were at Ellie's wedding, and I was like... Natalie's off with me. I don't think she likes me anymore. She's being funny with me.
It's because I couldn't wrinkle my eyes.
You couldn't smile.
And
she looked a little bit sarcastic.
Oh, yeah. Like, a bit, like disingenuous. Like,
yeah,
get me
like,
the fuck
oh,
out of this wedding.
Nia's here.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so happy I'm at wedding.
Yeah.
Also, something around not being able to wrinkle your nose when you smile.
Yeah.
That's another thing, which is
you
a dead
sort of
giveaway
like,
for too much Botox.
Just the moving your mouth and nothing else is very odd.
It is
it doesn't
odd.
Look
so I
nice.
Wouldn't, yeah, I wouldn't have that much again, but I would definitely do the microdosing.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So, in terms of microdosing, if you are new to Botox,
yeah.
say you're a lady in your 30s, early 40s, what would you suggest?
It depends on their face, really.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
So you just
go in with the smallest amount.
Okay.
Straight away, and then go, I'm only going to do you a little bit, and then we'll have a look in a week or 2 weeks, and then you'll have some more if you need it. And some people don't need it, and some people...
So if people are microdosing, would they literally be going every few weeks?
Yeah, they might be going every...
Right.
You know, every couple of months, maybe 6 weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
Just have a little tiny droplets,
yeah.
That's supposed to be really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Botox is really good. It's there's been loads of studies that show that it helps with depression.
Mm, I've heard
and,
that.
And, yeah.
I don't know how, though.
Yeah, because apparently it's a sort of a positive feedback process in your brain. So when you're frowning, your brain sort of takes that information.
Yes.
Because we're sad. We are sad because we're
okay.
frowning. And then if you can't frown... And you can only smile, then
yeah.
it just sort of receives the smiling information. You can use, yeah, so it can actually cure
makes you happy.
Depression, yeah. And migraines, apparently acne can help with as well. Having Botox in your skin can help with acne.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's cool stuff.
Okay.
It works really well and it's very safe. It doesn't. You know, I think there was a thing, I've seen a few people saying that they got like flu-like symptoms after having it done. And it made them feel quite unwell.
Really?
That's quite very unusual.
Do you think that's just
very
a...
unlikely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's that much evidence for that being a possible.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, sort of like an ongoing.
Right.
Like feeling a bit ill for ages. But it's basically in the nerve fibres, and it fades out when the nerve fibres renew. So then it's just gone from your body after about 3 months.
Okay.
So, and it might work for longer because your muscles kind of atrophy and don't really move anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Okay.
Really is. So the worst thing that can happen is that you paralyse your forehead too much, and you end up with your eyebrow being droopy, looks a bit terrible, or it can go sort of leak down into your eyelid.
Oh, wow.
And then you can't open one of your eyelids properly.
Okay.
And that's a much more of a risk if you're pretty old.
Okay.
Because when you're young, there's like ligaments that stop
right
the stuff from leaking down.
Right.
Yeah, so if you...
Because, yeah, that's another thing. I think that look that I was talking about, that kind of non-plus look, is because it's almost like they're frowning would not without frowning.
Yeah.
Do you know
their
what I mean?
Eyebrows don't move, so they get this very flat brow thing.
So I'd much rather have the, not surprised look, but somewhere...
Yeah. If you put tiny, tiny little bit in the forehead, like the least you can physically inject into somebody's forehead first.
Okay.
That's what I'd always do. And then if their eyebrows are doing Spock,
okay,
I put a bit more in.
Okay.
That's it, yeah.
All right.
But yeah, I think keep a bit of movement in your forehead.
Yes.
Especially in women.
Yeah.
Because you want to look like you've got... You don't want sort of completely ruler, flat eyebrows. That looks a bit weird. Yeah.
I said my leg wax appointment, and the girl that was doing my legs and moustache was saying...
Moustache.
Her mouth was very close to my eyes as she was saying this. She was like... Because she was only like 21, 22.
Oh my God.
She was like, I'm getting my lips done. And I looked up at her lips and I was like, your lips are so beautiful.
So
beautiful. And they were pretty much the top lip was the same width and size as the bottom one. And it looked so.
It was absolutely perfect.
Oh
as
my
it
God,
was.
Absolutely perfect. I wouldn't say like just full lipped because she's fucking 22.
Yeah. It's just the fashion. Have you seen picture? I'll see if I can get it and put it on our Instagram of the girls of Geordie Shore and what they've ended up looking like.
Oh no.
Oh,
really?
It's so sad.
Why?
Because they've all got the same face now.
Yeah.
Tiny little noses, big, huge, enormous, swollen cheeks, and big, fat lips.
Yeah.
And
I know. They're doing it to their bums as well.
The bum thing.
Just they
look,
really bad.
People look like they're wearing nappies.
The Kardashians got so much to answer for.
So
I just think, if they want it done, obviously that's fine. And she said, I'd only put like a little bit in.
Yeah, that's it. Find somebody who's only going to put a little bit in.
Yeah.
Don't just go to any...
Yeah.
Because, that's the thing with fillers, is it's unregulated. Botox is a prescription-only drug in Britain.
Okay.
And fillers, you can get on the internet.
This is a big distinction to make then, because clearly there's far more margin for massive error. And big
Botox is actually safer than fillers.
Yeah.
But yet, anyone could potentially get hold of fillers and put it in somebody's face.
Right.
And the things that can go wrong with fillers is you can inject it into an artery
mm-hmm.
and kill an area of your face.
You get necrosis and it.
Necrosis and permanent scarring, blindness, death.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You could blind somebody.
Mm.
And there's not really anything you can do to prevent that from happening other than knowing the anatomy really well. So it's a risk for anyone, but if you don't know where the blood vessels are in the face, you're just injecting blindly into somebody, and then if it goes into an artery that could track straight back into your eye. The arteries around the frown area particularly. Never get fillers done in your frown area. That's a really high-risk area.
But people get fillers done in your eye?
Well, I guess if you go to someone who doesn't know what they're doing, they might just do it because you've got a frown line there, rather because they can't get hold of Botox.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I suppose that's a potential.
Okay.
If they didn't know, because they can go on a day course and then just crack on, inject.
So why is that not regulated? Because...
I know, yeah. It should really, ought to be really, really, really regulated. But we're in a sort of limbo time where at the moment it's not a prescription-only drug.
I guess because it's like exploded onto the scene as well, isn't it? In like the last sort of 5-10 years.
Yeah. It's getting, it's got a lot more fashionable really quickly.
Who would you, if you were new to the world of fillers and you were exploring it for your face, where would you go? Where would you search?
So try and find a dentist, a doctor or a nurse.
Okay.
Yeah. And ask them how many times they've done it, what experience they've got. What would they do if something went wrong?
Because plenty of salons do fillers, right?
Yeah. Yeah, beauticians, people with no knowledge of anatomy or injecting. Okay. I have no idea.
So it would be legal to practice it. It's just not ethical.
It's not ethical, and it's more difficult. They can't get insurance, and they can't get on a course as easily. You pretty much need to have these qualifications to get on courses. But yet there are beauticians doing this stuff. So they must have learned how to do it from somewhere and ordered it off the internet and just thought, well, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
Without insurance.
So that would explain why there are lots of... Where was I on the weekend? I was somewhere that I wouldn't usually go. And I looked around and I was like, holy shit, there are so many.
Oh,
no, it was a pub for my nephew's. My nephew's 16th birthday, I went to a really nice pub called the Watermill in Ogmore.
Oh, nice.
And as we pulled up there, I was like, God, this is like, you know, so the Always like, Essex rejects.
Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of women sitting in the pub beer garden, like their so men like flexing with their really tight neon shirts.
Where did I used to go? Laguna Lounge or something. There was like a cocktail bar.
Yeah.
And it was like rich men and women who were trying to attract them by being sexy.
Yeah.
And me smoking probably, going, ooh, God, where am I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to find myself in places like that on a Saturday night, but it's so good for people watching.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just
sort of watching the behaviour of these animals.
That's where I was. And that makes me think, actually, there are a lot of not very good jobs.
Yeah.
And you can see them everywhere.
So slightly lumpy looking lips.
Lips too big to support the face. And this is another thing I was talking about, which was... A woman that I know who took a photo of herself and said, I love a 5mm lip. Remember I showed it to you?
Shavings, 5mm, that's loads. You shouldn't...
Loads of
lip.
Fact that she's gone to her practitioner, whoever, and said, I want 5mm, please, rather than
a photo. In the whole face,
photo.
Though.
No, she said 5mm lip.
Lip? Mm. You can't put 5mm in somebody's lips. They would pop.
I'll show you the photo.
Yeah. She must have... Maybe... You can have it done over the course of months and years, even.
Mm.
You can't put... Two mils is a lot.
It looked like... Yeah. It just looked like... What's the word when you have anaphylactic?
Yeah, you look like you're swollen.
So, okay, that would explain why there are a lot of visibly not very good
jobs. Yeah, because it's cheaper to go to see a beautician. Because they don't have the insurance and training.
Wow.
Yeah.
You could be really brave to want to do that.
I know, like, do they just, maybe they're just not aware of the risks. Like, maybe they don't even know there is a risk. Because I'm a member of groups, which there's one group called the Aesthetic Complication and Emergency Group. So it's people who,
that
like...
That sounds fascinating.
Yeah, it's good. It's like people who practitioners, you know, responsible people who signed up, like you pay a membership to this group, and they're there if you're worried about something. So people posting pictures of things that have gone wrong, and lots of them are good practitioners who are, you know, they're presented on a Saturday morning with a person who's come in and gone, my face doesn't look right, I had fillers yesterday.
Oh my God.
With a beautician, and she won't answer the phone now.
Oh my God.
That's what's happening.
God.
So the beautician is just vanishing, leaving everyone else, people who...
Shit.
And the NHS as well, there's lots of, you know, they go to A&E with their faces partially dying off. And yeah. And, you know, the NHS is having to pick up the pieces. So it would make sense as a country to have it a bit more legislated and regulated.
Oh, my God. That'd just be a worst nightmare come true.
Wouldn't that be awful? And you phone the person who was really nice yesterday and just she won't answer the phone.
Oh, my God, that's awful.
Yeah.
But they're not insured, though, if anything.
They're not insured, so, you know, if you complain, if you try and sue them...
Yeah.
They just won't be there. You won't get anything back.
Okay.
You need to be insured.
So go to a reputable doctor.
Yeah, ask them if they're insured, ask them what training they've had, what experience, how many times they've done it.
Okay.
It's weird, though, because when I first started out, and, like, I'd done the lip course, and I felt pretty nervous doing it, and that I had a couple of very young, beautiful patients, and I was like, I haven't done this before, you know. You will be my second patient, other than the person on the course, you're my first. And they're like, two mils. Two mils?
So
no.
So they will ask you for the actual amount. That's a bit like
how much for 2 mils?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the question you get asked.
That's not the right question.
No, it's wrong.
The right question maybe is to have a picture of, like, I'd like to look something along the lines of this.
But or I not... feel that my upper lip is a little bit smaller than my top one, you know, my lower one. Well, like you noticed an imbalance or
that your lips... Not 2 mils.
Not, I want 2 mils, how much is 2 mils? That's the wrong question entirely. No. Yeah. Yeah. It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really
But then it's because, it's really weird, because we're older and we are now not the target for programmes like, whatever, Love Island, Tower, all those things. Because we are completely excluded from that, what's the word, that sort of target. It's easy for us to ridicule and rubbish it, but actually, like the girl that waxed me,
isn't it? Yeah.
She was like...
Like when it was fashionable for us to pluck all our eyebrows out, and we did
it
like
fools. I never
had a
chance to do that.
You didn't have any eyebrows. No. You were very fashionable there.
Yes.
I just had this stupid little thin line of hair.
Do you know who has it still? And I just think she's had it for so long that it's become... No, it's become really like a cool trademark. It's Pamela Anderson. I was looking at photos for the other day. I was like, you know what? You look so beautiful.
She's very pretty.
Stay with those thin eyebrows. Because now that's... You've weathered... The 90s, 2000s.
It's almost fashion. Like, there's so much.
It's come back around.
Yeah, 90s clothes are really in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's so beautiful. So I just thought, yeah, you can do that.
She's like, though, is she going out with Julian Assange?
No, she just loves him and she advocates for him. Yeah. She's a massive fan for... She really believes in his message and him.
Yeah, she's like, that's really...
I think it deserves further reading. I'm on the fence, you see. Because I know clearly he's been portrayed as...
Yeah.
But I would understand why he's being portrayed as that if he's,
you know, it's very, very complicated and
it
strange.
It is really complicated and I don't know anything about it.
No, I tried reading about it and I still didn't really understand what the whole thing was.
Yeah, yeah. Please let us know.
Yeah, if you understand, explain it, please.
Yeah. Pamela Anderson was on, I follow her on Instagram and she posted like a really long thing about the man that she'd been in love with for 2 years had been living a double life and had children with somebody else, and she just found out.
Oh my god!
Literally, and the day after, she posted a big thing on Instagram.
Wow!
Like, oh, that's so sad, isn't it?
Yeah, I knew someone who was going out with someone for a year, and then she found out that he had a child.
Yeah.
3 weeks before they started going out.
Really?
Yeah.
My my sister's friend who's married with twins has found out her husband has kids the same age as the twins.
Oh my god, how old are the twins?
2 or 3 years old.
For 3 years he's been leading two lives.
Yeah.
Jesus, it doesn't bear thinking about.
No.
You must have been like, he's bloody flaky.
Yeah.
Why is he so flaky? Where's
he
gone?
I guess if you have a job where you can...
Yeah,
like say, oh, I've got to work late.
No, like, my brother's in the army, and he's
he's
gone most of the week. Somebody else I know whose husband's a salesman, somewhere. So he's like got another family in Huddersfield.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
so heartbreaking. See, if he can do it to Pamela Anderson, he can do it to everyone.
Yeah,
Yeah, so we went off the tangent of eyebrows. We lost your eyebrows. So basically, we're looking for someone really reputable.
Yeah.
With the fillers, so when you're talking about putting 2 mil in a lip, what is it about that upper lip part that when women get that done a little bit overly, when that looks
so
not very good?
Sort of what we call the white lip, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You call it the white lip?
The white lip.
Why is it called that?
Because it's not red, is it?
What? Oh, between the nostrils and your lip.
So the bit like next to your philtrum, there's the red lip, and then it goes up to the white lip.
Okay.
As a sort of distinction, because it is the lip, isn't it? It's the movie roundy bit underneath your nose.
Okay.
Oh, wow. It's the white lip and the red lip.
Okay.
That's what I call it.
I call it my moustache because that's what mine usually has to cover it.
Do you?
Yeah, I just had it waxed.
Looks great.
Thank you.
I got a little electric shaver.
Do you? So anyway, the white lip that you call,
I've got some patients who are a bit older and they don't like the lines, like the smoker's lines that you get, those vertical lines.
And
I get vertical and horizontal confused even at this ripe age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
I got to do never eat shredded wheat every time I think about the
Northeast.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
So they want to get rid of those lines.
Yeah.
But you really need to do your lips as well, because right. otherwise you end up with this weird sort of lion thing
right,
where
okay.
your lip. If you fill the white lip without the red lip,
okay.
you end up with just white lip, and it sort of removes your
yeah.
poutiness.
Right.
So you can just put the tiniest bit in your lip.
Okay.
As well, and that sort of sorts
but,
that
so you
out.
Can't do the white lip without the red lip. Can you do the red lip without the white lip?
Yeah.
Fine.
There's no, if
you haven't got any visible
yeah,
lines.
Yeah, yeah. We call it volume loss.
Okay.
So that's what you're trying to sort out with fillers is, in general, when you're treating an ageing person, you're replacing fat.
Yeah.
Or collagen that's been lost from the face to
okay.
try and make people look younger.
So where do you get filled on your face? So we've talked about the red lip and the
yeah,
white lip.
Yeah, anywhere really. I mean, yeah. So that's the difference, isn't it? You've got two different sorts of people. So you've got the very young who want to look fashionable and have giant, ginormous lips,
mm-hmm.
these weird cat-like cheeks. And then there's people who need treatment for ageing and to sort of approach those differently, maybe.
Okay.
Telling the young woman to go away, perhaps. And, yeah, you can... So the cheeks, mid-third, we call it, so underneath the eyes,
okay.
and the cheeks, that's a great place to treat, because it kind of gives... Because that's what you have when...
That's what drops.
When you're young.
It gives
yeah.
you those hollows, then,
yeah.
is it? Right.
So you lose sort of fat that's in your cheek area, your cheekbone area.
I need that.
It's nice. I had cheek fillers done.
Did you?
Because I was on a course and they needed a model. I was
oh,
like, yeah, me.
My God, my hands
free.
Would be just up.
Free fillers.
Do me now.
And it was really nice. It was really, really subtle. I was swollen for a couple of days. So I looked a bit moony for a day
right.
after. I was a bit platy. But Max was like, yeah, you do look a little bit different. And then once the swelling came down, he couldn't tell the difference. Nobody noticed at all. And it
that
just
for me would be the one, like
yeah.
where your socket sort of where it, you know,
yeah.
that drops out underneath the eye and you get just a shadow.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Of
put just
fat.
A little bit of filler underneath there, just to sort of
so underneath the eye,
re-youthen your face.
Yeah,
and,
that
yeah,
would be nice.
Yeah, we can do that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So
and yeah, try not to put it in your frown. So
yeah.
Botox for your frowny bit.
Yeah.
You can have, there's some really cool results with nose fillers.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you've got, like, dips in your nose, I quite fancy having this done. My nose is a bit bumpy. Just to
sort
of make it symmetrical and
okay.
straight. And it looks really cool.
Wow.
But there are blood vessels in there, so you've got to be a bit careful and get someone who knows what they're
really
doing.
Really good.
Yeah,
okay.
Really good.
So Botox lasting about 3 months. What
yeah.
about fillers, then?
Fillers will last around a year, depending on
oh,
which
do they?
Brand. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yep.
And what do they contain?
It's hyaluronic acid,
great.
Which is the stuff that occurs naturally in your skin. So it's not like the old-fashioned silicone or collagen injections where people got reactions to them.
Like Leslie Ash.
Like Leslie Ash, yeah. You know, they're really safe, except for you've got to know what your anatomy is. Yeah, there's a couple of brands that... The brand I use Restylane, that's got a really good history. You want to use a filler that's a bit more expensive,
okay.
really mainstream. You don't want to use a random filler that nobody's really tried before because
okay.
it's really cheap and it's
yeah.
new. Because there might be sort of reactions to it, and you get
okay.
people, like little lumpy bits.
Yeah.
And something we call granulomas. Sort of
what's
like,
that?
It's like your body's immune system reacts to the,
okay.
to the stuff. So, yeah.
So when you do see lumpy, and sadly my first thought went to poor Jordan, because
yeah,
she
right. like,
no,
no,
I don't think so. I think
no.
her, she's. I think her face is... past the point of no return.
Oh, no.
I know, it's really sad, but I was thinking of lumpy.
Yeah.
When you said, like, lumpy texture. What
yeah.
is that? Why
so
would you get
that
then? So
it could be that they put the filler too close to the skin.
I see, okay.
So it needs to, you know, in most of your face, if you're trying to build out the volume of your face, you put it
yeah.
really quite... You put quite a sort of fat... juicy, firm filler deep underneath the skin.
Right, okay.
And just sort of brings things out a bit.
Okay.
And then you've got different sort of thicknesses of filler. So you've got quite runny fillers.
Okay.
You put close to the top of your skin.
Okay.
Because so if you're putting a firm filler close to the surface of your skin, it doesn't move properly and it looks
right.
lumpy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have always wondered that.
Because you can have almost like something called mesotherapy, which is like really thin filler, and inject it into lots of different points in your face.
Okay.
And you can get some with like vitamins and skincare additives.
Oh, wow.
And it almost like just gives your face a refresh.
So that's like an invasive facial,
yeah.
if you like.
Yeah,
wow,
yeah.
That sounds lovely.
It sounds
though.
Really good, yeah. I want a bit of that.
Yeah.
Just to sort of, hydration mainly,
yeah.
and just a bit of plumping, smooths out acne scars, that kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
There's really lovely things you can do
that
with
it. Gorgeous.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
You have to do that.
But yeah, it's not all, you know, so people go, the people who look insane have spent a lot of money, I reckon. Because, say, like, I would charge 200 quid for, or 250 quid for cheek fillers.
Yeah.
And that's one syringe, one treatment. It would barely be visible on most people. That,
really?
Yeah.
So when you have the really visible effect,
yeah.
that's like £500 or...
They're spending thousands regularly.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. They're putting
a lot...
Don't
make me sound like an old lady, but how? How have you got the money to spend?
I know.
Like when
well,
you're young, I mean.
Yeah.
Like well, the young just, girls.
They're going to these cheapo beauticians and risking their faces, having cheap fillers, which we don't know whether they're going to cause a issue, and you know they're going to people without insurance and training. So that's possibly how these young people are having it all done.
Okay.
Or they're rich.
And what is the if you're having not very good fillers put in from a young age, I say, like your mid-20s, whatever, are there any sort of bad side effects as a result of putting your face through a lot of that?
Well, fillers dissolve in a year. Like, in certain areas, like underneath your eyes, it tends to stick around there. So you'll end up with, like, sort of bulginess that doesn't really go away until you have the filler dissolved. There is stuff to dissolve fillers, just make it go away again, and that works really, really well.
Why would you want to make it go away again?
Well,
if it was just hyaluronic acid underneath there.
Well, if it's because if you've put some underneath the cheek and it ends up going here,
okay,
you'll end
right
up puffy.
Into your eyes. Okay.
You know, I'm pointing at my face, I'm sorry. If it ends up going in your eye bag area and swelling up,
okay,
you'll end up looking like you haven't slept for a week.
Yeah.
And you can just put some hyaluronidase, it's called.
Right, and it dissolves
it. It dissolves it away and
okay.
then it's gone and
okay.
you're safe. You know,
okay.
It's okay again. But yeah, I don't think there's any sort of long-term health thing that it causes, really.
Cool.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess like if you're having it done, a lot of it, repeatedly, it will, I guess it'll just start to build up, and some of it probably doesn't completely dissolve every time.
Right, okay.
I would have thought.
Mm.
If you have it done sensibly, you're probably safe and all will be well.
Yeah. Okay. That was a
lot
of questions.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah, it's interesting though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
People seem to be quite, they don't really understand it, and they think things aren't real.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything else I wanted to say? Can't remember.
Do the prices vary a lot? Not talking
depends
about the disreputable ones, clearly, but of a reputable.
Yeah, if you go to a plastic surgeon, it's probably pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a plastic surgeon in London, and then Harley Street.
Yeah.
Again, it's going to be expensive. More expensive than down in Swansea.
Yeah. Go to Swansea, everyone.
Yeah, but find someone qualified.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, there's all sorts of, you know, terrible pictures I've seen on Instagram of people looking swollen.
Yeah.
Because they've had 2 mils.
I know, it's really, But then, because, like we said, we're not subjected to that, like, whole media thing. For us, it looks freakish, but for them now, that looks pretty normal.
I guess. Just like how they expected to look.
It was like for me in the 90s. Do you remember everyone went mad for Levi 501s?
Yeah.
Unless you were 5'10".
They just
Levi 501s are the most disgusting jeans to ever exist.
I think I remember trying them on and going, no.
Yeah, I bought them because they were Levi 501s.
Flares?
Yeah.
For a bit?
That's fine, they're really flattering.
Really flattering, yeah. My bum looked great.
Yeah, your bum looks good and your legs look long. I still have a pair of flared Wranglers. I cannot throw them out. But yeah, it's so really basically warm. Lip injections are the 501s. They aren't for everybody.
No.
Please don't do that to yourself if your face can't support it. That's what I say.
Yeah.
You are beautiful.
Yeah, go to someone who'll say no as well.
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's very good advice.
Yeah, because...
And who definitely looks at you with one eyebrow up when you specify Mills.
I've done it, definitely. Just like, beautiful woman comes in, I'm like, I'm not putting anything in your face, you're too pretty. Get out of here, you beautiful thing. Oh gosh, you're gorgeous. And then they go, and they go away and they feel okay then.
Right,
you know?
So you actually have not put stuff in people's faces.
Oh my god, because they're too beautiful. I'm not gonna achieve anything. I'm gonna make them. They couldn't. If I think, oh, you couldn't look better. You were absolutely stunning.
What would the beautiful person ask for?
Like, I just want males, two males. And I go, no, you're too pretty. I can't do it to you because you're too pretty already, and I can't face it because you couldn't look any more beautiful than you already are. Mm. And they go, really? And I'm like, yeah, really. And
yeah. They should pay you just for that.
They don't have to pay me.
What do I owe you?
That was really nice. Yeah, hopefully everyone feels better about themselves afterwards. Yeah.
Nobody... Oh man, honestly, if I had money to burn, I would just have it all done just for the experiment.
Yeah.
What my face looks like.
Yeah.
And then take time lapse photography. Watching
it. Quite fancy going to someone really good. Like,
I love the idea of that invasive facial. That sounds like.
Yeah, really good nice. Effect. Yeah,
because you know when you're using like, you know, I've just finished a
good,
thing of hyaluronic
skin
acid.
Care.
Yeah,
this, yeah.
And sometimes no matter what you put on, especially because I'm
not going to go
loads,
in. Yeah,
I sometimes feel like this isn't going in. Although I must say, and this isn't an ad, that Ishtar Skin Light's EFA Hydro Charge
so
oil
nice,
is
isn't it?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It is
I've got
so
the Lipo
lovely.
Pure Pore one. It's really.
Oh yeah, I was going to get that, but it was 15% off this one. So
yeah,
I went for it. It is gorgeous, and I think I'm pretty much like halfway through it.
Goes so quickly, that's the problem.
I need it morning and night, though.
Ishtar, can you make bigger bottles, double-sized bottles?
Bigger bottles, and also, The Ordinary needs to make way bigger bottles of magnesium ascorbyl phosphate.
Yeah.
Cause...
And the cleanser, because I quite like the cleanser.
I haven't used
and it's
it
like
yet.
It's only 30 mils. It was gone. Or is it 50? But it was gone in like.
Right.
Too couple
small.
Of weeks,
too small. They all need to be like the 100ml size.
Yeah, because like, you know, you buy stuff in the shop.
Yeah.
It's always 100ml,
yeah,
isn't
exactly.
it?
I did a, my neighbour across the road said, do you do skincare? But she didn't really say that. That was the one where I got really evangelical and I was like, hi, I do skincare.
I was like, oh my god, is she Natalie in an MLM?
Yeah, exactly. Imagine if I called over a house with like a handbag
full
of Avon stuff.
I've got the stuff for you. It's Herbal Life.
Yeah.
Oh no.
No, so flat tummy tea.
Flat tummy
tea. Do you know
tea?
That flat tummy tea have come out with a line for pregnant women?
Oh my god. Just made me choke. What? I don't understand. What? An abortion tablet? What? I don't
know. Abortion tea?
I don't know what you mean. How can you have a flat tummy when you're pregnant?
Well, it's cooked. So the flat tummy is the name of the product.
Okay.
Or the name of the company. But they're making a tea for like, you know, for pregnancy, like wellness tea.
Oh, right.
For pregnant
so
women.
Bollocks.
But bollocks and produced by a company called Flat Tummy. So it, as
That's
you can
stupid.
Imagine, it's had some fucking terrible backlash.
Yeah.
But
that's hilarious.
Yeah, it is really funny. No, anyway, so I did. I wrote my neighbour a little, mainly Ordinary related, like 5 or 6 products.
Yeah.
Which was great, and she ordered mermaid gel as well. And then
yes.
She ran over the road the other day. And she went, it's all amazing. Thank yes. you so much. Like, you're like, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Why the hell can't I work on commissions? It's terrible.
I know. That's the thing. It's hard to come by money. Well,
absolutely, from, yeah. isn't it? It's just you, and then you do it because I saw it at the doctor's office today with a son. I was like, you know what, your skin's looking really good.
Yeah,
been doing it for a month already, and it's
really annoying when it works better on somebody than yourself.
Well, I always remember the effects of like using The Ordinary for the first 2 months. I was like. Wow.
Yeah.
And then obviously it plateaus. It's like weight it does, loss,
a
isn't
bit,
it?
Yeah. Or you start using something that's a bit wrong and it doesn't work so well and yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But no, she was really happy and she was
that's
like,
fab.
And she was like, oh, nice but a friend of mine was looking at it and she was like, oh, you should be using vitamin C. I was like, tell your friend that magnesium insoluble phosphate
is
vitamin C. Don't try and tell
me. Because vitamin C is a lot more difficult to formulate.
So
you'll end up with something gritty and horrible.
I said to her, it's like, it's either going to be really silicone-y, gritty, really strong and stingy.
Or shit. And
or
go
shit.
Off.
Yeah. And smelly, yeah. Magnesium insoluble phosphate
you can chuck it on every single day and it's, you know, nothing bad's going to happen. The tube isn't going to go off after a week or anything.
It just needs to be bigger.
Yeah.
Because again, I use that twice a day.
Which one am I? I'm loving the ascorbyl tetra isopalmitate in vitamin F. I can't believe I managed to say that.
It's like the booster, isn't it? So it like.
No, it is The Ordinary. It's,
no, but I mean, didn't they say to use that in conjunction with something else to like firepower it?
You can use it with Picnotronol. You can use it with any.
Anyway, it's vitamin F.
Yeah, vitamin F, but yeah, it's just like. You put it on and it's like makeup almost because it's like glows your face right up.
Quite orange, but in a nice
way. Oh, no, it's not that at all. It's completely clear.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, but I mean you just flush. Like your face flushes.
Yeah, like a little bit rosy but a bit shiny.
I really liked it. The only thing is I like having my vitamin C. I love the MEP in that I just like its texture. And also
I like the smell of it.
Yeah, yeah. But with the vitamin F, I was using that in conjunction with a lot of other oily things.
Yeah.
And I just thought, it's a bit much. I would definitely go back to it, though. It's like 13
quid. What do I do in the morning? Yeah, it's a more expensive
one. It is,
one,
isn't it?
Yeah.
But I really liked it, but it was...
Yeah, because it seems to last a lot longer than the MAP.
Right, yeah.
Because of its droppiness.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the next day I was using EUK, and that's lush. It makes your face really warm.
Never used it.
It's really nice.
Yeah, I need to buy that.
Did you see my recent blog post about The Ordinary? I'll have to show it to you, because it's quite cool. I managed to figure out how to get a questionnaire into the post. Like a responsive questionnaire.
Cool.
That gives you a list of products based on your skin type and issue. Yeah.
That is so cool.
And age. Yeah. I was really proud of myself.
Well done, you should be.
Yeah, yeah.
That's brilliant. I'll go check that out now.
Yeah, not to blow my own.
Yeah, well, no, you should blow your
own. I think it is hard when you're trying to figure out what to buy when you're just looking at The Ordinary.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, what skincare do you recommend? And then I'm like, I don't even want to start talking to you about this because I could be here for weeks explaining the whole thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think somebody wrote on the chat room about like, sort of like their post on the Ordinary chat room was, why are skincare companies putting fragrance in products I don't understand? And then one of the people who wrote was works for Estee Lauder. I'm sure he won't mind me mentioning this. I'm not going to say his name. And he said, women don't even know what the thing is they're using is called. They just come to the counter and say, can I have the thing I bought last time?
Yeah.
And they smell it, and they go, it smells nice, and they put it on their faces. They don't look at the bottle, they don't read it.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Yeah.
That is insane.
I mean, yeah, that's gradually changing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. There's, you know, a huge chunk of people who are still doing that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was looking at, because there's a new, what's it called? There's a new line on Cult Beauty they just started selling. Is it Fresh? Fresh Beauty?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was looking at it. It's weird. Their pricing structure is mad.
Is it?
Yeah.
I never really.
It ranges from like.
It seemed to be quite expensive to me.
Oh, they had a lot of things.
I was looking at their cleanser at one point.
Oh, right. No, they had a lovely soya cleanser. It was like 13 quid. I was like, perfect. And then they had a cream that was like £38, 15 mils. I was like, oh, that's strange.
Ooh, that's expensive.
I was thinking, actually, I do miss having a cream.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Just
the
one. A rich
night cream.
Yeah.
Because it's lovely having all these nice separate things, but actually, so I did think, I might splash on something that's, you know, and it probably does have a bit of fragrance, let's be honest, because it's a nice cute.
Yeah.
Company.
So some of the is it an American brand, Fresh?
Don't know. Yeah. Don't know. You can't tell because of the branding now. You used to be able to tell them by country because they were a bit different in their approaches. But everything looks a bit homogenised now,
yeah.
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Can't tell whether they're British, American or Australian.
I had an email from... Have you heard of No BS Skincare?
Yeah.
Yeah. From them saying, would we like to interview the founder?
Oh, wow. Oh,
Diana,
cool.
Something. Yeah. I was like, yes.
Yes, please.
But I'm about to give birth, so okay. Give me a minute. But yeah, we will.
Yes,
so that
please.
Will be something that probably come up.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be lovely.
I know.
Okay, we'll just wait till little sproglet. Number 3 is born.
Come out now, thank you.
We'll get
I'm
it in
really
the diary.
Cheesed. I've never been so pissed off in my whole life, to
really?
Be honest.
You're not even overdue, by the way.
No, I know. Yeah. But, yeah, it's just, you're thinking like, oh, here we go, I don't feel quite myself today. I think I might be in labour. And then I go, no, you're not in labour at all, there's nothing happening to you, shut up.
Nia coughed out her last two children, she just kind of sneezed like a lady and it just plopped out.
Because I've got a really big vagina.
Yes. That's what I've heard. All right, you guys. We'll hopefully speak to you again before the baby gets born.
You never know.
Love you.
Or I will be doing a really whispery one because the baby will be asleep on my lap.
Yeah, exactly. That's fine. That's fine. You can do that.
Or maybe she'll be one of those babies that sleeps other than on top of me.
She will.
No, she won't. Let's face facts. Oh, lovely talking to you.
Good night.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.